Oh, what an introduction.
That's a good one.
That's fantastic. All right. And that's a taste. That's just a taste of what you're in for. The last panel of the day, we did not give it to just anybody. We gave it to George Rodriguez. Is he the associate in Science?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the associate, the famous associate of Science Rodriguez and Associates. We all know George. George is a Notre Dame grad, but, you know, it's all right.
Go Irish.
practicing in Dallas, list of accomplishments are far too big to go into in any detail because we took up all the time with the music, but does so much work, not just in the legal field, in the immigration law field, but also outside, gives of his time, especially his baby, NHI, National Hispanic Institute, cranking out the next generation of powerful Latinos, and what else do you do? Oh, you teach. You teach at SMU, very active in American Immigration Lawyers Association. I could go on and on, but apparently we had the wrong names. Technical difficulties. It's the end of the day. And not only is he a wonderful speaker, he finds the best government speakers to join him on these wonderful panels, and he has brought Carlo Sayas, and we're so happy to have you. Thank you for coming. We are really, really grateful every time we can get a perspective from the government, because it makes our jobs easier, and hopefully we can help you make your job easier. Maybe not. Who knows? We do anyway. Carlo has such an interesting journey to Houston. He is a native of Puerto Rico. San Juan, right? Are you a native of San Juan?
Caguas, yeah.
Caguas, ooh.
Close by.
And made his way to New York, where he was the manager of the Geek Squad. You have to tell me about that later. I do not know what that is, but I really want to know. And now he has been appointed as chief counsel in Houston. Along the way, he had a background as a litigator in various areas, and so we are grateful for his experience. We're grateful for your experience, and thank you guys for being our last powerhouse panel of the day.
Thank you, Carlos, for being here. It's for those of you who don't know, it's really hard to get someone from the government to come speak at conferences, so it's great to have you here.
Thanks for the invitation. Appreciate it.
And I'm not going to talk about the Rangers. I know you're from Houston. I'm not going to talk about that series, but I did wake up this morning and I realized that we are all now living in a world where the Texas Rangers are the World Series champions.
Woo!
We have hope. All right. I got ahead of myself. Way ahead of myself. Am I going the wrong way? Oh, my goodness. Well, look at that. It just happened to stop there. How'd that happen? I think I go this way, maybe. Here we go. All righty. Here we go. So, abracadabra. We had the Biden administration come out with their enforcement priorities, and then some guy who's been indicted and who apparently ended up in an impeachment hearings sues the government as the Attorney General of Texas, and it gets held up, and then we finally get it back. So, Carlo, what exactly do we have in place now in terms of the Mayorkas and Doyle memos?
Sure. So after July, we reinstated the Doyle and Mayorkas memos, and in that sense, we go back to the priority system where we are using our resources to focus on certain priority cases, and usually, normally, we have three categories for individuals who we consider to be priority cases. The first one is threat to national security, and again, at a minimum, that involves national security and terrorism charges, but also, in addition to that, we're also seeking to prosecute human rights violators within that category. Second, threat to public safety. This one is a bit more ambiguous in terms of individuals with prior criminal history and how we consider them to be a public safety threat. It's a very different, very vague, very open standard that it depends on the ACC or the assistant chief counsel assigned to the case. And then finally, threat to border security, which is individuals who are recent entries after November 1st, 2020, and also within that category, serious cases of fraud.